but I wasn't political active neither, because I said I separated myself. I didn't take off to any country, any military, but somehow, like everybody was telling, you better burn your Russian documents or you're gonna have trouble, and so I did. And I burnt my Russian DOSAF driving license, because I had already changed it for civilian one, and the old one which was left, like, and the better driving license I burnt, and that's it. That's my army story. It wasn't anything, but it was tough in that sense that 5.5 months it was still like in prison. Even some prisons are, you know, better than Russian army. Some prison, I don't say all, but some prisons. And I've been in prisons around the world. I tell you my political life after I escaped my country. I've been in prisons in Switzerland, in Japan, in Canada, and tight prisons. Not, but there weren't any internal fights. Little bit, you know, a little bit scuffles and this and that, but not in army style. In army style, you could have got killed, you know, seriously, because I wasn't like in these countries. I wasn't in prisons in for criminal offenses. I was just illegal immigrant and politically active, which some institution didn't like, especially when you're from another country. So I was just put away, and sometimes for immigration prisons to send me out. But even there, I kind of special tough guys showing up sometimes, want to be tough guys. But the point is that Russian army was still the toughest, if I remember. Maybe my memory is something faulting, and I will tell another story what would had happened in my life. But I remember, like, Russia psychologically, Russian army, the toughest time for myself, like in the sense that, not physically again, but in sense that it's it was squeezing the soul. It was squeezing soul so much because of lack of freedom, and every you were pushed around by officers, and you watched your back all the time, and in that sense you didn't have much peace of mind. In that sense, it was toughest time, and I finish my story about Russian army with that.